This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. What's going on in your life today? Some problems maybe some good things. I don't know, but I know that your days are in God's hands, and God wants you to turn to Him no matter what is involved in this day, and say to Him, God, I know that You made me, and You made me for a relationship with You. And when I'm walking with You, my life is right. When I'm not, my life is not right. And I want my life to be right. I want to build my life around You. Won't You speak to me through Your word today? And allow God, as you open your Bible, to speak into your life. And you begin responding to Him. Build a relationship with God. Don't just try to do what's right. Build a relationship with God and allow the output of your life to flow from that relationship with God. That's when life gets really good. Well, we're talking this week about the problems of life and how God uses them in our lives. And I want to remind you this morning about the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis in the Bible, the first book of the Bible, and how Joseph was one of 12 sons of Jacob. And as one of the younger sons, he was actually Jacob's favorite son. And Jacob treated him with favoritism, and it really bugged the other brothers. They ended up hating Joseph. One day they were all out taking care of the flocks, and he was younger, and so he wasn't with them, but he was sent by his father with some food and supplies for them. When they saw him coming, they said, "Now we can get rid of him." And so they beat him, they threw him into a pit, they ended up not killing him, but selling him to slave traders on their way to Egypt. They killed a sheep and put its blood on Joseph's coat and took it home to their father and said, "Oh, he must have been killed by wild animals." Their father was heartbroken. Meanwhile, Joseph got carted off to Egypt. He got sold as a slave. He did very well. God blessed him in the household of his master. But then his master's wife tried to seduce him, and he refused. And so she accused him of trying to rape her. And so he was thrown into prison for several more years. And finally, Pharaoh had a dream that needed to be interpreted. And one of the people in Pharaoh's court knew that Joseph had interpreted some people's dreams in prison. And so Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream. He was exalted to the second place under Pharaoh in all of Egypt. God then sent a famine to where his brothers were. And they ended up having to come to Egypt to get grain to stay alive. And when they get to Egypt, Joseph discovers that it's them. And he reveals himself to them. And when they recognize that it's Joseph and he's in this place of power, they all think he's surely going to kill us for what we've done to him. But Joseph says this to them, Genesis chapter 50, starting in verse 19. "But Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For am I in God's place? And as for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid.'" Isn't that amazing? They had done something evil, something that did not please God, something that was not right, and yet it fit into God's plan of turning that evil into something that would have a good result. And sometimes God can use problems in our lives, even very painful problems, to protect us. A problem can be a blessing in disguise if it keeps us from being harmed by something more serious. You might be fired from your job for refusing to do something unethical your boss has asked you to do, and that's a problem, but it saves you from being convicted and sent to prison later when those things are eventually discovered. And there's so many circumstances in life where God uses the painful problems of our lives to put us in a place of blessing later on. If you're in that place of problem, that place of difficulty now, trust God through it. And wait to see what God is doing. I'm John North.